Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Patty Griffin is our guest today in a session recorded at KUT in her hometown of Austin. Patty put out her debut almost two decades ago, and this new disc, her ninth, is called Servant of Love and comes out today. We'll talk after this performance of Maid of Sun.
There's a place deep in the woods that I remember. Melts in snow is falling from the trees. Before we even knew there was December. Silence only broken by the breeze. When the world was only you and your warm arms, I'd look for you, you were the favorite one. Your yesterday's put into my tomorrows, and the songs you sang are made of the sun, and the songs you sang. Closing in. Something deeper still is always rearranging. Something lost, something new begins. When I dream of you, we're sitting near the window, laughing, bathing in the winter sun. If I had to choose one moment forever, my friend, I'd tell you I would be the one.
Patty Griffin on guitar, Scrappy Judd Newcomb on mandolin with that song called Maid of the Sun, which is on the new album that Patty has out called Servant of Love. And Patty, I can't tell you how excited I am that you did that song. I've only listened to the album a couple times, but it's my favorite song on there.
And I thought, it is?
She'll never do that one. But
yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the album has so many influences on it. There's so many different sounds on it. There's kind of a bluesy vibe and lots of other roots things, and with Ephraim playing the trumpet, kind of a jazz feel to some of the tunes too.
Yeah. So he's great. Ephraim's great.
Well, let's dive right in. What does Servant of Love mean to you? There's been a lot. You've mentioned some things about the transcendental poets, and I was wondering in what way they were guideposts for you.
That's the bio writer's interpretation of that.
Right.
He's got Thoreau and Emerson in there. I think he's trying to really get you, everybody, thinking about the nature elements, which I asked him to do, somehow, you know, point towards all of the nature all over this record, because I feel like one of the things I discovered in the course of my life while writing this record is, you know, in a more authentic way from inside of me, interconnectedness and rather than, you know, you can read about it, there is writing about it everywhere, but I started noticing things in nature, starting with spirals, things that repeat, patterns that repeat, numbers that repeat. There's some kind of beautiful design out there, things that's in everything, and that makes the world, the whole damn place that we live, this planet we live on, never boring and always mysterious and always unknowable, and with our brains, and really worth not destroying. I think, you know, in my mind, this record is me in with my heart trying to sort of look at a larger picture, and maybe look at my responsibility in it, and look at the way we treat each other, and the effect that has on everything and everyone.
Hmm. And I'm going to jump off on that into the song There Isn't One Way, which is a great lesson that one should learn when one is about 12. But sometimes I thank you for repeating that lesson. And it's a great one. Was there any specific thing that led to that song?
Well, I grew up Catholic, so I didn't get that lesson about there isn't one way.
There is one way.
I missed that one. Came out of a conversation with an Irish friend of mine that lasted about 7 hours. And I don't even know, by the end, one of those conversations where you're so exhausted by the end of it, you have no idea what you're saying, but you can't stop talking, you can't stop listening, it's just too fun. And, you know, went home, went to bed, got up 3 o'clock in the morning, and the song kind of wrote itself, you know. So there's a lot of conservatism and extremism and, you know, people out there that are preaching in one direction. It's really, it couldn't be more destructive, you know, to force all humans into one way of being. We're not built that way, you know. We're all completely unique.
Absolutely. So it's a kind of a personal message that comes universal in that way, for sure.
And it's a bossy song, too. I realize it's like the bossiest thing I've ever let myself write, but I went, oh, well, that's just how it came out, and I like the groove, and Scrappy came along, and I bumped into him during South by Southwest and asked him to play on it, so he kind of set his whole little Scrappy Judness all over that song.
Cool. Well, you all can do that?
Yep, we're going to do that. There isn't one way, there isn't one way. It's just your way for you, and that's the right way. There isn't one way, there isn't one way. It's just your way for you, and that's the right way, yeah.
You wanna have a little style. Keep the kindness in your heart. Let it be the place you start. Let it be your best friend. You wanna have a little style. Keep the kindness in your heart. Let it be the voice you hear. If you're hurting, be a friend. Try to do the best you can. You might feel a little stronger if your heart is unsane. The world is untamable, so it's seven made up. You gotta bend and unbend again and again and again. Oh, there isn't one way, isn't one way. There's just you and your heart and the part you gotta play. There isn't one way, isn't one way. There's just your way. Make your way a little harmful. Everything is charm. Everything is alive. Oh, it wants boys. Be thankful for the sun. Be thankful for the blues. Put a gold in your ears. Put a hose in your shoes. You will never, ever, never, ever come this way again. Being all my friend, 'cause it's amazing. There is
that is Patty Griffin singing live for us today with Scrappy Judd Newcomb on that song called There Isn't One Way from the new album called Servant of Love. A bossy song.
Yeah, it is bossy.
Yeah, that's great.
Telling you what to do, telling people what to do. That's my new thing. You know, I'm over 50. I have a lot less estrogen than I used to have. You know, estrogen, a person in the medical profession said, you know, estrogen keeps you from killing the kids. And that's kind of what its main function is. And so when you get less of it, if you're a woman, you can put up, you don't put up with as much, you find. That's why everybody, you know, when they get into that menopausal stage, everybody gets a little scared of them. And anyway, I'm saying this on the World Cafe. I hope that's okay, but here I go. I find that I'm bossier than I used to be. It's just kind of comes with the age and the territory.
You know, it's interesting. You were talking about, you know, sort of the patterns of nature, and you talked about spirals and things like that. You're going to have to tell me about it, because the cover of this album and all the kind of virtual covers that have come up with the songs that have been released so far are of a style and type that I would say looks like some kind of a hymnal or something. But what are they based on? It's very old-fashioned style.
Well, the artwork was done by this great, great artist we were fortunate enough to have living here in Austin, Mieszko Westel. And I asked her to do something with spirals because I started noticing spirals everywhere. Sometime in the early part of this year, 2015, and I I came up to my friend Craig Ross, who produced the record, and I said, I just keep noting spirals everywhere. They're everywhere. And he said, oh, yeah, that's like the Fibonacci thing. And I I didn't even know about that. And then he gave me a book on it, and I hope nobody ever quizzes me on Fibonacci, because it seems very mathematical, and I'm scared of math, so I don't have that part of my brain working very well. But I love that there is symmetrical design in nature, and so I sent that idea and a bunch of little kids' videos from YouTube to Mishka, and she just pulled up some great spirals, and we settled on that sort of sunflower burst for the cover, because it is really, I mean, we didn't make that. What the hell is that? It's absolutely amazing. And I mean, when you look at something like that, there's examples, especially when there's plenty of nature around, there's examples everywhere of that. And it's hard to get bored or jaded or be cynical when you start noticing that stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll tell you what would you like to do next?
We were going to do this song called Hurt a Little While.
Smile.
I'm gonna smile.
Hmm. That is
his scrappy Judness.
Yeah, and you, let's give it up for you. You're a singer songwriter, Patty. That sounded great.
Thank you.
It's heard a little while. One of the new songs from Patty Griffin, who we're having a chance to talk with today. I'm wondering, as you go about your life there in Austin, do you, and it comes kind of album time, do you kind of compartmentalize and go into writing mode for the album, or are you the kind of person that, you know, you would gather these songs together from, you know, various periods?
You know, usually I'm a person who gathers things together from various periods, but this time was pretty concentrated, and I just pushed them out of me. I did it all in sort of under a year. Just over a year. Sorry about that. Not true. Just over a year's time.
Do you think they hang together because of the time period, or how do they hang together for you?
I think they hang together because, you know, in those time periods, you're experiencing certain things, you're learning and you're evolving and growing, you know, until the day you die, really. So they reflect whatever is going on in there at that time. And sometimes you're not intentionally, I'm not intending to express any of these things. Sometimes these songs just kind of show up and then I go, I don't know what that's about. I wonder what that's about, you know? And then along the way, I learn something from them, you know? It's kind of cool that way.
And it's sort of, if there is a theme, it emerges later.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Patty Griffin is our guest, and what would you like to do next?
I'm going to go move over to the piano and do a song called Servant of Love, the record title song. Here we go. Thank you.
We are just children, shadows and moonlight. Just little children hiding in the dark, holding your hand, containing our laughter, floating away. To live by your ocean, carry me away. I'm a servant of love. I'm a servant of love.
Betty Griffin at the piano for the song that is the title track of the new album, Servant of Love. And Patty, thanks a lot for playing for us today.
Thanks, David. It was really fun. Good to talk to you.
Patty Griffin from Austin, Texas, live today on the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.